are listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
There's this image in pop culture of the music industry as being a bunch of guys in suits with gold records on the walls, making deals, searching for the next big thing, and maybe bilking bands out of their hard-earned money. But today, you'll hear about a record label that's the opposite of all of that. Here's Michelle Wu, the president of Green Line Records.
We want to provide the resources for like emerging artists, I think, because a lot of the times in the actual music industry, record labels are very gatekeepy. Like, it's very hard for newer artists to break in.
Green Line Records is a totally student-run label at Boston's Northeastern University, and the focus isn't on money, it's on music. Coming up, you'll hear how Green Line puts artists first, how students take a project from start to finish, and the one big thing that makes a Green Line contract very different from those at any other record label. That's on the way on a new Sense of Place Boston. I'm Rena Duras, and this is World Cafe. Man, I heard this song for the first time in a really long time the other day, and I was just like, wow, I forgot how good this song is. Listen to that guitar riff. It rips. This is Radiohead. I Might Be Wrong.
Thank you.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Boston is a college city, home to many, many institutions of higher learning, including Harvard, MIT, Berklee College of Music, and more. Some estimates put the student population there around 250,000 during the school year. And wherever you find lots of students, you can usually find lots of fledgling bands. For our Sense of Place Boston series, we took a trip to Northeastern University, where a group of undergrads are working together to help those bands get to the next level.
My name is Michelle Wu, and I'm a third year studying music industry and communication studies at Northeastern University. And at Green Eye Records, I'm the president for this school year.
And I'm Ariana Borromeo. I'm a third year music industry major, and I'm the co-head of A&R at Green Line Records.
Green Line Records was launched in 1998. It's a fully functioning, not-for-profit record label with everything a regular record label has. The student A&R reps scout out musicians to sign, student engineers record a song with them, and students in Green Line's creative services department create the art for the releases. Green Line is entirely student-run, with the mission of helping students gain real-world experience while they support artists.
I guess we want to provide the resources for like emerging artists, I think, because a lot of the times in the actual music industry, record labels are very gatekeepy. Like, it's very hard for newer artists to break in to the music industry, especially being signed to like a larger major label, stuff like that. So it would be a great opportunity for both the artists and being like, oh my gosh, they're not taking any of my money, and also getting all this services for free. And also for our members, they're like, oh my gosh, this is a great opportunity to gain like my first hands-on experience and build my portfolio to work my way up to in this industry.
For both Michelle and Ariana, their involvement with Green Line has altered the direction of their college experience.
So I've been a part since my freshman year, my fall freshman year. It literally made me change my major to music industry because I just thought it was so cool. I met so many people who are in this program.
Yeah, I joined as soon as I got to Boston, which was my second year. I went to the intro meeting where they kind of explained the club to all the new members, and I was like immediately drawn. I was not music industry. I didn't even know they had music industry when I got here. I was like political science, just doing school. And then like meeting all the people, I ended up switching also to music industry, which is actually a common story for like a lot of our members. It's just like when you see what it is, it's so new and so interesting that you can just work with all these artists.
No experience is required to work at Green Line Records.
I guess across all departments, the only requirement to join Green Line Records is that you want to. And then from there, we just kind of like, we end up just throwing anyone who's interested on these teams, and you'll be surprised how capable they are without like actual experience. Like all these people who are just passionate about the music, like it really gets the job done.
Ariana may have started from scratch, but she now teaches others about how to act as an A&R rep for the label.
Me and my co-head, Matt, shout out, we like teach them where to scout all of our A&R members, how to scout online, like through Spotify, Instagram, Bandcamp is one of the big ones where like you just find underground artists around Boston, which is who we focus on, like strictly Boston, so that they can come in the studio and record with us. And then from there, we work on sending them over the contract that we have. It's usually one song that we produce with them, but sometimes it's more. So we have to get all of that done within a semester, and then like all the mixing and mastering involved and everything else.
The label takes on 3 to 5 artists each semester. The criteria of who gets signed is broad, but mostly they're looking for bands who are based in Boston and not fellow Northeastern students.
Yellow is like the perfect example of a Boston band. They're so Boston. All of them go to Berklee. They're extremely talented musicians, but they're like the chillest guys of all time. And they work super well with our A&R. They're like all best friends now.
We try to focus on people outside of school, like since the time that I've been here. Because we want to encourage our members to go out to the local scene to go scout those artists. So a lot of them tend to be like student artists from other colleges, but we also sign people who are not in school as well.
We just try to go for the most like cooperative seeming people with like good vibes, because if we're all students, you know, we all have those schedules to work around. So we just try to read the vibe in that sense. Like, we can't really tell, But yeah, no restrictions on age, genre, yeah, anything like that.
We are sitting in Green Line's small recording studio, and contracts for some of the musicians hang on a bulletin board behind Ariana and Michelle. They look official, but with one big difference compared to a contract you might get from a major label.
We don't take any ownership of, or take any royalties of the songs that are released with us. We're completely non-profit. The only thing that we ask for them that's stated on the contract is that we have the stem. We can like use the stems for educational purposes moving forward for the recording department. And we have a credit when we release on Spotify and Apple Music that is like produced with Green Line Records or something like that.
The lack of money changing hands is built into the structure and ethos of Green Line.
Yeah, first of all, because we're like a student organization within a university, we're not really allowed to make profit. Like that's part of it. But also we think it's important that what we do, like for the artists, they're able to keep 100% of their royalties, because it is literally so hard to make money in this industry. And usually it's usually not a lot from like those DSPs, because like they just pay really, really low per stream. But like, it doesn't make sense for us to take like a proportion of it as well, yeah.
In a world where success is so often measured by how much money you make, students like Ariana have come up with other ways to think about it.
Success for an artist, I guess it's more so like success for the whole project itself for me, because I think if everyone that's involved and all the people that we're putting on these projects really enjoyed their experience, that's in my head what we're going for, including the artist, of course. Like, so I think as long as everyone like has gotten that experience during the span of our signing an artist, I think that's the success.
But that's not to say that some Green Line artists haven't reached a wider audience. They have. Michelle brings up a band they signed called Q-Tip Bandits, who later changed their name to Bermuda Search Party.
The single that they released with Green Line Records was actually their first ever release. That song got, like, I believe over 2 million streams right now.
Wow.
Which is really, really surprising. I was like, oh my gosh, when I found out, I was so impressed about that. They're touring, they're playing shows like all over the country. They've opened for different acts before. I was like, this is so awesome. I seen fire and I've been to rage. Found my castle through a jungle, a silly strain. But my mama, she asked me why I fly so low.
And there have been Green Line artists who've been noticed by Rolling Stone.
Her name is Mae Simonis. She used to be a student at Berkeley, and one of our A&R heads, she actually scouted her from a house show, like a basement show, because that's like a very common thing in Boston as well. And then after that, she got signed to Green Line. She actually made an EP with us, I believe. Yeah, so, which is also a rare case because we really, really loved working with her. And now she's been featured on Rolling Stones and getting all of those like press opportunities. Definitely, that's like a really good case to say, to like low-key like brag about us, I would say, right now. Yeah.
No, that's so
we definitely
cool.
Hope to make more of those things happen in the future, or like right now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And both Michelle and Ariana want more of the music industry after they graduate from Northeastern to make the music industry their profession and continue to connect artists and audiences. Here's Michelle.
I joined pretty much every single department while during my time at Green Line, so that really helped me figure out what I want to do in the future. And it's pretty clear to me that I want to work in live events, because I also volunteered with a lot of shows on campus and helping out with our events team, setting up our green rooms, doing hospitality work and everything. So that gave me a great perspective on like the amazing world of live events.
And for Ariana?
Green Line has guided every aspect of my current like passions and like my wants for my career. I didn't even know I wanted to work with artists before I got to college, or like even work in music. Like I played a few instruments and then I didn't think that would like music would be as big of a part of my life as it is now, and as it's probably gonna be for my career, because I totally want to work in a record label now. And like I'm also managing an artist, which started from my work as A&R, like working with artists. And yeah, it's just totally like guided my entire trajectory of my life. I owe it to Greenline Records, weirdly.
I know it's not a secret that I want to myself. With all the weight on my shoulders, sometimes we just need a little help. You're the one good thing I've got that's ever happened in my life. Met you when we were 16, but you still make me lose my mind. Won't you come on, 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 come on,
That song is called Secret by an artist named Hong Join, who is being managed by Ariana Borromeo, co-head of A&R at Greenline Records. Thanks again to Ariana and to Greenline President Michelle Wu for being part of our Sense of Place Boston series. I'm Marina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard the latest installment in our Sense of Place Boston series at Greenline Records. You can take a look inside Greenline Records at our Instagram at World Cafe. You can also keep up with all of our Sense of Place Boston entries on the World Cafe podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and at worldcafe.org. Sense of Place Boston continues all this week. Talking Heads coming up right after this band, who maybe wouldn't exist without Talking Heads and their brainy, anxious music you can dance to. It's LCD Sound System, All My Friends.
Everybody, get in line. Nothing can come between us. Nothing gets you down. Nothing strikes your fancy. Nothing turns you on. Somebody is waiting in the hallway. Somebody is falling down the stairs. Set someone free. Break someone's heart. Stand up. Help us out. Everything is divided. Nothing is complete. Everything looks impressive.
lover's vow.
Barbaric, that is Blur. Latest from Japanese Breakfast is next on World Cafe. I'm Raina. It's World Cafe coming to you from Philadelphia, which is also where Japanese breakfast got started. In the new video for the song you're about to hear, Michelle Zauner of Japanese Breakfast brings in some of her fellow Philly musicians. If you've got a keen eye, you might spot Missy DeBeese of Mannequin Pussy, as well as violinist Molly Germer. Molly played on the last Japanese Breakfast album, also is married to Alex G. Isn't it so nice when local musicians support each other? New Japanese Breakfast, Orlando in Love. On World Cafe.
Orlando in love, ride 69 cantos for melancholy brunettes and sad women.
Light as a
Sufjan Stevens, Should Have Known Better. You're listening to World Cafe. If you like this next song and you want to go find the artist, her name is Stella, but it's spelled using the Greek letter sigma instead of an S. Sigma is the one that kind of looks like a backwards uppercase letter E. She is from Athens, Greece. This is Stella with Adagio.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Bet you gone fishing all the time. Come on, baby, gone fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife, she gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here, little tip that I would like to relate. Come on, honey and my, I'm gonna fishing. Yes, I'm gonna fishing in the beaver, gonna fishing too. Went on down to my favorite fishing hole. Now I got myself a pole and line. 9 pound catfish on the bottom of the beam. I got it now. I took him home to mama by supper time. Said many fish bites if you got good bait. Here, little tip that I would like to relate. Come on, honey and my. I'm gone fishing in the beaver, gone fishing too. Me and brother Richard about to run me out of mind. Said, man, can I go fishing with you? Took him on down to my favorite fishing hole. What you think that brother mine did do? Called some bound prank on the bottom, claim he got him now. Took him home to mama, see he real gone. Come on, honey and his, he's gone fishing. Yes, he's gone fishing in the beaver, gone fishing too. Put them in the pot, mama, put them in the pan, baby. Cook them till they're nice and brown. Get yourself a batch of fucking milk in your bed. Put this all on the table, mama, you scarf him on down. Say many fish bites if you got good bait. Come on, hit a little dip that I would like to relate. Come on, honey and my, I'm going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing in the beaver, going fishing too.